It's Thursday, March 13, 2025.
The biggest thing here to note is that most of the things that Zeldin said that he wants to roll back are things that actually improve environmental protection and public health.
Trump EPA announces plans to make America polluted again.
The previous administration's policy was focused myopically on climate change.
Trump Energy Secretary vows to reverse U.S. climate progress. Plus, climate whiplash is hammering major cities around the world, study finds.
All of those findings and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Of course, no one has caused more chaos than Elon Musk's Doge and his geek Gestapo. In only... That is the sound of Tesla sales plummeting.
Love that sound. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, everybody's talking about what the Trump EPA is going to do, but the fact is they can't actually do it, at least not immediately. It's going to be a long, hard fight.
This is true. Lee Zeldin, the Trump Environmental Protection Agency administrator, announced plans this week to roll back dozens of key public health and climate change policies, including rules that reduce toxic pollution from vehicles, power plants, industry and manufacturing, wastewater from coal plants, and climate warming emissions in a major blow to America's progress on clean air, clean water, and climate action.
If it is ever allowed to take effect.
CNN reports that Zeldin's plans will inject even more uncertainty into key U.S. industries and domestic manufacturing. In a Wall Street Journal essay, Zeldin said he will also try to overturn EPA's landmark scientific finding that climate pollution endangers public health, which provides the legal basis for federal climate policies. The Union of Concerned Scientists said the planned rollbacks would sacrifice human health for the benefit of private industry. Now, of course, these are still just plans, but environmental law groups vow to challenge every single rollback in court.
Good.
Meanwhile, a new study warns that climate whiplash is already hitting major cities around the world, with increasingly frequent and deadly swings between extremely wet and extremely dry weather, driven by emissions of greenhouse gases from humanity's burning of fossil fuels. The researchers analyzed more than 100 of the world's most populous cities, finding virtually all are seeing a distinct accelerating trend of rapid shifts between wet and dry extremes that severely strain critical infrastructure and make it more difficult for cities to both prepare and to recover.
We used to have such a nice planet.
But for Trump Energy Secretary Chris Wright, a former fracking CEO, the growing costs of human-caused global warming are no big deal. At his Senate confirmation hearing, Wright pretended to accept mainstream climate science.
Climate change is a global challenge that we need to solve.
But this week, at a major oil and gas industry conference in Texas, Wright called for increasing the production of fossil fuels that cause global warming, downplaying climate change as, quote, a side effect of our modern world. Wright also spread disinformation about renewable energy, which is actually now cheaper and faster to build around the world than fossil-fueled power plants. And he attacked the Biden administration's historic efforts to tackle climate change that challenged China's dominance of the global clean tech sector and spurred a renaissance in U.S. domestic manufacturing.
The Trump administration will end the Biden administration's irrational quasi-religious policies on climate change that imposed endless sacrifices on our citizens. The cure was far more destructive than the disease.
That's the guy who was characterized as a climate realist during his confirmation hearings?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wright conveniently omitted the downsides of climate change, like the increasing frequency and intensity of deadly heat waves, droughts, fires, and floods that cost the U.S. hundreds of billions of dollars every single year. A recent study estimated that the global costs of adapting infrastructure to accelerating climate impacts will likely cost trillions of dollars in developing countries alone by 2030.
Not to mention thousands of lives.
But some good news. Despite the Trump administration's broadside attacks on wind and solar power, the U.S. clean energy industry is on pace for record growth this year, according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration. In its new assessment this week, the EIA forecasts that the build-out of big solar, wind, and battery plants will hit an all-time high in 2025, accounting for more than 90% of new electricity generation.
Excellent. Let's see what happens in 2026. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
I got that boom, 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 that future boom, boom, boom. Let me get it now.
Boom, 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 gotta get that boom. That boom, 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 that boom.